Wednesday, the 24th of January. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. So, you know, I've been on this thing about telling us a little bit more about science, and particularly perhaps looking at some of the women inventors in history who we may not know about. So I want you to just go and switch on a light in your room if you can. Can you switch on an electric light? Well, you can't if there's load shedding. But when you switch it on and off, I want you to think about a woman whose name is Hertha, and she is the woman who invented or discovered or developed, I don't know how we quite put it, silent electric lights, which is what we now use. So let me tell you a bit about her. She was an engineer, a mathematician, and an inventor. She was born in 1850, and her original name was Phoebe Sarah Marks. She was born in Britain. But she was a very energetic person, and her friends nicknamed her Hertha, after a German earth goddess, a name that she liked so much that she adopted it as her own name, Hertha. Hertha's family was very poor, and so when she was 16, she became a governess. So this was in a time when there weren't lots of schools. There were very few schools, and there weren't many schools for girls either. And so what used to happen was that wealthier families used to hire one person to come and teach all their children, and that person would teach them in the home. So it's a bit like homeschooling, but with a hired person to help. Then she met Madame Bodicon, a leader of the suffragist movement. So the suffragists were women who worked for the rights of women, and particularly for the right for women to vote. And this person was very impressed with her, and she paid for Hertha to go and have an education. And she went to a technical school where she met Professor William Ayrton, who became her husband and her partner in invention. In the 1890s, streetlights had hissing electric arcs that were used as streetlights. So those were the very early light bulbs, had a hissing sound. And William and Hertha wanted to improve the technology. One day, while she was working on her own, Hertha invented a new arc that was silent and made a very bright light. Now, she's an important person in terms of feminism, because she opened doors for women by getting her work published and by giving lectures on electricity. And during demonstrations where she showed the arc that she'd made that was able to be a light, people were amazed to see a woman doing this. Now they're not amazed. If you walk into your bedroom and switch on the light, no one is amazed. But they were then. She was the very first female member of the Institution of Electrical Engineers, but for most of her life she was not allowed to speak at the Royal Society because women weren't supposed to study science, and they weren't supposed to understand these things, because at that time they thought that women's brains weren't capable of doing maths and engineering. But now we know that's not true. And I want all of you who are girls who are thinking about this to think about maybe studying engineering or maths or physics or science, because we need more women in those subjects, in those disciplines. I'm just going to tell you a little aside. In the United States, just last week, there was a huge technological show that took over the whole of Las Vegas. And one of the core parts of it was they actually had speakers talking about the importance of getting more women into engineering and into particularly electrical engineering. And so I really want to encourage young women, young girls who are listening to this program to think about this. What do you need to be good at engineering? Well, you need to be good at maths, and you need to be curious about the world, and you need to want to make things. When Hertha's book, The Electric Arc, was published in 1902, it became so successful that the Royal Society couldn't ignore her anymore, and they did invite her to present a paper. And in 1906, they awarded her the Hughes Medal for her work on electricity. Hertha was also a vocal advocate of the suffragist movement, and she provided aid to women who had gone on hunger strikes in order to get the vote. In England, in Britain, in 1911, she wrote an impassioned letter on the form demanding votes for women. And her genius paved the way for women to play with dangerous machinery and invent lots of great things. So she also invented other things that were interesting. Probably the most important was she invented a line divider for architects. There we go. So, let's close our eyes now. Let's pray. Today I think we should really pray for all of us. We ask God to help us as we begin this new year, that we may be inspired to study hard and particularly to do all of the maths in our maths textbooks and in our homework, because maths is what is the most useful subject, one of the most useful subjects for us to do well in, and for us to really begin to understand the modern world, which relies so much on engineering and technology. So we ask, Lord, that all of our children be inspired and have the courage and the dedication to work at maths and grow and learn it. And we pray for our teachers that they might find new and creative ways of teaching maths to everyone. Amen.